second. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord, I tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that can ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and feel the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above you, heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God, he loves us. great and small. Praise him who hears our faintest call. The sovereign Lamb redeemed the fall. Praise God, the Savior, Lord of all. Hallelujah. 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 There's a breaking in my favor. There's a shifting in my direction. There's a breaking in my favor as I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, there's a breaking, it's in my favor, there's a shifting in my direction, there's a breaking in my favor as I pray. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, there's a breaking, it's in our favor, there's a shifting in our direction. There's a breaking in my favor. There's a shifting in our direction. There's a breaking in our favor. There's a shifting in our direction as we pray. Hallelujah. 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 There's a breaking. It's in our favor. There's a shifting in our direction. There's a breaking is in our favor as we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Reader, are you there?
Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us to come together yet again to just come together to receive your word, to glean from you, to sit at your feet, and to be able to just say thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us and for all that you continue to do. Lord, we ask right now that you be a hedge of protection around our speaker, Father. You know every need, spoken and unspoken. We ask that you download right now into the speaker the words that you desire to be spoken to your people. Lord, we ask you right now to cover them, to be a hedge of protection around artists' life, to cover our co-founders, Dr. Pakola and Dr. Vanessa. Lord, we just place the speaker at your feet and ask for your divine wisdom to flow through our speaker. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we call it done. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Prophet Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Willow. The floor is yours.
Thank you, and thank you so much for greeting our families this morning, for the tag that you gave us, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and that you continue to be the vessel that you are for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And thank you for your powerful prayer. Well, good morning, my family. This is Minister Willa back in Tampa, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on a scripture verse which can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all the messages have been archived on this site, as well as all the bios of our speakers. And that website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. We also have a theme this year, and that theme is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as you heard Prophet Kai so beautifully do, or as a psalmist, as our Minister Keisha did so wonderfully, and thank you, Minister Keisha, or you may want to host as I'm doing, or perhaps you have a word that God has planted in your heart that you would love to share with someone. Perhaps you even have a prayer request or a praise report. Well, you can submit all that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. Now, on Fridays, we stay over a little bit later so that you can give your praise report and your prayer request live. However, know when you submit your info to info@themasterscall.net, we are praying for you. Now, this company, which was once Artist International and now is Artist Life, was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. To find out more about the products and the opportunity, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be happy to share that information with you. Immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday, and it's held by a team of great leaders who will give you vital information on the benefits of the artist's products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And today is Tuesday, and it's Presidential Tuesday. We also have a bypass number for anyone who has a service that will not allow them to access the call without being charged. And that bypass number is 716-293-9707. Well, so much for the announcements, because I want to get on and introduce our speaker, who is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. He has been a faithful member of this team. And his name, he is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, who is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, and his ministry provides needs for the people, and he has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. He is also moving into a new building, and I'm going to call it a church home, where he will be conducting service. And so we praise God for that. Pastor Everett is committed to God and the community. He is the past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary, and he is a member of the Down the River YMCA, and he is married to his lovely bride, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in the spirit, soul, and body, and that can be found in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. So it is my pleasure to introduce to you none other than our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Minister Willa, for such a warm introduction. And to God be the glory. Great things he has done, great things he's yet doing in our lives today. We want to thank God for our greeter, Minister Prophet Kai, and Psalmist Minister Keisha, and thank God for the partners of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Piccolo Roberts. And great day to all my TMC family. Good morning to all of you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. My God, my God. Well, praise God. We want to look at a scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and starting at verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting at verse number 1. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, "And when I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming to you the testimony of God concerning salvation through Christ, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, no lofty words of eloquence or of philosophy, as a Greek orator might do. For I made the decision to know nothing that is to forego philosophical or theological discussions regarding inconsequential things and opinions while among you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified, and the meaning of his redemptive substitutionary death and his resurrection. I came to you in a state of weakness and fear and great trembling, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, using clever rhetoric, but they were delivered in demonstration of the Holy Spirit operating through me and of his power stirring the minds of the listeners and persuading them so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom and rhetoric of men, but on the power of God." Our key verse basically is verse number 2. "For I made the decision to know nothing that is to forego philosophical or theological discussions regarding inconsequential things and opinions while among you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified, and the meaning of his redemptive substitutionary death and his resurrection." Well, it's all about Jesus. That's our subject. It's all about Jesus. When it comes to our redemption, when it comes to our salvation, when it comes to life and more abundantly, and we look at none other than Jesus Christ. And many times we spend so much time focusing on other things that don't even mean a hill of beans, if I could say that. But when it all said and done, when it's all said and done, I need to say it again. When it's all said and done, it's all about Jesus. Amen, amen. A songwriter came to my mind with these words. "King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn crown brow, lead me to Calvary." The refrain says, "Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. So it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And we have to acknowledge that fact. Here's Paul. Now, understand Paul, before he was Apostle Paul, he was Saul. And, of course, he had a rude awakening when he met face-to-face with Jesus. And, of course, we know the story. A great transformation came forth. Because of a bright light shining upon him, knocking down, and he kind of wondered, what's going on, Jesus? What, Lord, what do you have me to do? And first of all, Jesus said, why are you persecuting me? And it's so important to understand that when you mess with a child of God, Jesus take it personally. So he said, why are you persecuting me? He said, why are you persecuting my children or brothers and sisters? Why are you persecuting me? Okay, so Saul realized that I came to connect with somebody that has power over me. What would you have me to do, Lord? And of course, the story went on, and I'm not going to go through all that. But the main thing, which Saul was transformed from his old life to becoming an apostle, the one who wrote most of the New Testament. Amen. So when it's all boiled down to Jesus have a way of transforming our lives. Jesus, he has a way of making a difference in our attitude. So when I read 1 Corinthians 2 and 2, I sense the passion in Saul's, Paul's heart. And I feel sure that when he wrote these words, he wrote them with strong emphasis. It was as though he was completely finished trying to understand everything. And he made a decisive choice. Come on, somebody say that. A decisive choice to know nothing but Christ. I believe that knowing Christ is the only way we can find peace with all the unanswered questions in life. And Paul, he was a scholar, yes, and discovering answers to questions had been part of his background for years. He was highly educated, but he learned to embrace childlike faith. We know that God revealed himself to Paul in a startling and undeniable way. Of course, we mentioned that in Acts chapter 9, verses 3 to 6. But as we all do, Paul eventually had to trust without sight or understanding. And I don't mean we are to stop using our minds. The writer here says, God gave us the ability to think, and he expects us to use our mind, but we cannot find or know him with our intellect. He is a mystery that exceeds the capacity of the human mind. And we begin to grasp who God is and what he means in our lives with the heart by faith. Amen. So to know Christ is to know, amen, that we could not save ourselves. He paid the sin debt that we could not pay. It was all about Calvary. It's all about the blood that he shed to pay the ultimate debt of our sin. The songwriter continues, says, show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes of light array guarded thee whilst thou slept. Let me, like Mary, through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb. Lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee. Even thy cup of grief to share, thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love. For me, leaving to Calvary. So it's just all about Jesus. And Paul said, I'm not here to hoop and holler and speak with all eloquence. And it's the main thing. I want to make sure you know who Jesus is. I made up my mind to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. How about you today? Is Jesus first thing on your mind? Yes, we got this call every morning. Monday through Friday. It helps us to keep our mind focused on this day, on the foundation of the Word of God. Amen. And the fact that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by him. And it's so important to know that he is who he says he is. And what it says, that Jesus is the primary figure of the Bible. The Old Testament promises his coming. The New Testament describes his arrival on the scene of humanity that changed the course of history. One cannot read the New Testament without being confronted by Jesus. His person is overwhelming. His character is irresistibly attractive. His teachings are life-changing, but many still ask, is he simply to be admired or is he to be worshipped? Is he a good man or is he God? Wow, 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 wow. Who is this Jesus? Yeah. Well, the more closely we examine the person, character, and claims of Jesus, the more we are compelled to see that he was more than just a man. Jesus was born in obscurity, raised in poverty, and crucified in ignominy. Yet, his life transformed the world. His ministry was characterized by preaching the good news of God's grace to fallen humanity. The name Jesus means Savior. Christ means Messiah. Technically, he is Jesus, the Christ. God bless you. The Bible emphasizes that he is the promised Messiah of the Old Testament, who was born of a virgin and miraculously entered the human race as God in the flesh, John 1:14. More than anything else, Jesus brings hope to people's hopelessness. He is depicted as the Word of God, according to John 1:1, the light of the world, according to John 1:7-9, the Lamb of God, John 1:29, and the Son of God, John 1:49. He meets us at our greatest points of need and offers us God's salvation, love, and grace. His deity and humanity. Well, let's look at it. The Gospels paint four portraits of Jesus together. They give us a fuller picture of the person of Christ, each focused on a specific aspect of the same individual. Matthew pictures him as the King of the Jews. Mark portrays him as the servant of the Lord. Luke displays him as the Son of Man. John shows him as the Son of God. By combining these portraits, we see the various facets of this incredible person: royalty, ministry, humanity, and deity, all in one. It's Jesus. Jesus, somebody said Jesus, 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 Jesus in the morning, Jesus in noon, Jesus all day long. John's gospel in particular is woven around seven miracles, seven messages, and seven declarations of Jesus. The central statement being Jesus' declaration before Abraham, quote unquote, was I am. Yeah. Before Abraham was I am. John 8:58. His listeners immediately took this to be a claim of deity. Jesus was connecting himself to the I am declaration of God in Exodus 3:14. Around this central concept, John uses seven other I am statements by Jesus to give us a series of word pictures of the Savior. Number one, I am the bread of life, according to John 6:35. Number two, I am the light of the world, John 8:12. Number three, I am the door of the sheep, John 10:7. I am the good shepherd, John 10:11. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And I am the true vine, John 15:1. The gospel writers give us a picture of the most incredible man who ever lived. He healed the sick, raised the dead, fed the hungry, and loved the outcast. His miracles were amazing. His teachings were brilliant. His insights into human nature were remarkable. Yes, it's all about Jesus. Like a diamond reflecting various streams of color and brilliance, Jesus shines as a perfect and complete picture of God. He looks like a man, but he talks like God. He lived among people, but he also lived above them. Indeed, in him, God became flesh. John 1:14. His irresistible appeal, Jesus is the epitome of divine love, sufficient grace, and eternal hope. No one will ever love us like he loves us. No one will ever care for us like he cares. Ultimately, he died on the cross for our sins, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. And the good news of the gospel compels us to believe that he died for us personally. He calls upon us to trust his death as a sufficient payment for our sins. Yes, it's all about Jesus. Amen. We cannot save ourselves. Nothing we can do to earn this salvation is a gift from the Most High God. Faith is the act of believing that activates our commitment to Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Say it again. Faith is the act of believing that activates our commitment to Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. It is the key that personalizes our relationship to him. Saving faith means that we believe Jesus died for our sins and offers us the gift of eternal life. All we have to do is believe it. We have to believe it. Such an act of faith receives the free gift of this grace, believes this offer to be sincere, and trusts him to keep his promises forever. Charles Spurgeon, the great British preacher, said it best over a century ago when he wrote, "You may study, look, and meditate, but Jesus is a greater Savior than you think him to be, even when your thoughts are at their highest." Yes, yes, Spurgeon had a powerful way to put it. He wrote, quote unquote, "You may study, look, and meditate, but Jesus is a greater Savior than you think him to be, even when your thoughts are at their highest." Wow, Jesus Christ is more willing to love us, accept us, help us, and forgive us than we ourselves are. It is no wonder they call him the Savior. Jesus came so that we might know God personally. He suffered and died for our sins so that they might be paid in full, according to John 19:30. Then he rose from the dead to offer us the gift of eternal life, John 10:28. We can have that gift by receiving his gracious offer by faith. Believing in Jesus is an act of trust by which we affirm that what he did for us on the cross is enough. On that basis, the Bible promises, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, Romans 10:13. Well, I just want to help us to be reminded that it's all about Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Somewhere to say it here, amen. I will sing, of course. I'm going to read these words, and some of y'all can sing it when you get ready, whenever you feel like it. But you heard it before, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. God bless you. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Back to you, Minister Willard.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Everett. And yes, there's just something about that name. Thank you for your wonderful message. It's all about Jesus. And I will call you back shortly to give us our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our Heavenly King, our Savior, our Confidant, our Comforter, our Friend, our All in All, we thank you this morning, Lord, for this day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to not only rejoice and be glad in it, but to get an exceptional message this morning as we start our day from your servant, Pastor Everett Smith. Father, I pray that you continue to bless him, that you continue to keep him and his family, that whatever his hand touches, Lord, that he prospers, God, because we know that he has given everything to you. and that he is operating in the way that you would have him to do according to your word. Bless his home. Bless his church, oh God. Father, I pray that you continue to let the word flow through him like mighty rivers of water, Lord. God, keep him safe in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up. We have so many people who have been challenged physically, Lord, but you are the God who heals. And you said in your word that by your stripes we are already healed. Not that we will be healed, but that we are already healed. So we lift up Clarence and Trail, and thank you that he has been released from the hospital. We lift up Cynthia and BJ and Dante and Miss Ethel, and thank you for the praise report that we heard from Minister Sharon that her mother is doing great. Lord, we lift up Sharon and Kenneth and Christian and Jada and Pam, oh God. We lift up Shannon, God, and Minister Sharon's entire family, Lord. God, we lift up the Deron Jordan, Lord. Father, we lift up Clarence and Clarence Lawson and Carol Craven and Noah, God. Father, we thank you that we lift up the family of Larry Kidd. God, you gave him 25 years more than he was expected to live. Look at our God. Lord, we lift up Monica. God, we lift up all those who are challenged in their bodies, God. Some names we don't even have, but you know who they are. God, we lift up Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and whatever it is they need, God. We know that you've got it for them because it's already done. Because you said in your word, everything that you're going to do for us has already been done. So now we just reach out and receive it. Lord, we lift up the bereaving families. We lift up Prophet Kai, Lord, and Pastor Candy, oh God, the kids' family, Lord, Father, the Minister Cynthia's family, Lord, the Peterson family, God, and all others, God, who stand in need of comfort right now, God. Father, we lift up those who have been hospitalized, and God, that you be with the doctors and that you be with the entire team, God, that they service them, that they minister them, and that they touch their bodies, God, but we know it is you who heals. We thank you for Angie, God, who is doing so much better. And now, God, we lift up each and every prayer warrior, every team member, every family member on this call. God, you know exactly what they stand in need of, and we thank you for blessing us. God, we don't go through things just for ourselves, but we go through them, oh God, that we can be a blessing to somebody else in some way. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and hear this message again. And to do so, you can go to hear the playback at 712-432-1085. And the PAN code is 957-677-pound. And then the morning motivational call is immediately following this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, Minister Keisha, thank you so much for praising God in praise and worship this morning. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for greeting our family and for opening up in your powerful prayer. And Pastor Everett, thank you once again for your powerful message this morning. And I ask that you come back and give us the benediction. But as I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I truly love me some you. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance face upon you with divine approval and give you peace, a tranquil heart, and life. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.